So people are squirrel hunting. We're getting into early teal, early goose coming in September as well. Make sure you check your licenses, make sure you're good on that. You know, we had we implemented the 3-year license deal. Just make sure you're not expired. I don't know if DNR is sending a, hey, heads up, your 3-year license is about to expire reminder.
Okay.
So open up your wallet, wherever you keep it, you know, check your license, make sure you're valid. You got your habitat stamp, you know, your HIP, if you're going after certain birds and species, grab your habit or your HIP. It's free.
Okay.
And then also your windshield card. If you're going to hunt out at a Clinton Lake, we do require you have a windshield card. Go in and make your application for your windshield card. Again, another free piece of paper. It's a safety thing. You know, when I make my rounds at night and I see a vehicle parked in a hunter parking lot, I'm sitting there for multiple reasons. I'm going to do the hunting check, but I also want to make sure that person got out safe and that they didn't have some kind of medical emergency or they didn't fall in the timber coming out. It's a safety thing like that. So we're not tracking you. We don't care where you hunt. It's a safety thing, especially on the state property. So grab your windshield card. Do not forget by February 15th to record your harvest for that previous hunting season. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then DNR won't, they'll decline you the following year on your windshield card. Okay. It's a privilege. It's one of them deals where they ask that you report your harvest. And if you don't, then they will decline your windshield card for that next year.